the Rabbanon Shkogo Bemai. According to the Rabbanon that are Chilek and Munbaz, and they hold that Shigiges Kolben Loishmo Shkoge, because since in Yisod he's amazed, so Segeitman Nishton, that what he was a Shoigik, and he did not know the Einish of Kolben, which applies to a Shoigik since he's amazed. He has to be a Shoigik in the Avere. Rabbonon Shkoge Bemai. How do you get a Din Shoigik? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kivin She Shogag Bekoretz. If he was a shaygik in the einish of Koretz, afal pi shehizid belav, even though he was aware of the lav and he was amazed on the lav, he still brings a kol. Let us see Rashi. The shogag b'mai, rabbonon the boy shkoge ba'aveira atzmo, the aveira that he himself is doing shkoge b'mai komri. Shkoge bekula milse belav bekores oy bekores lechude. Do you have to be a shaygig in the whole union of the avera? He's not aware of the lav and not of the kores, or that alone that he's not aware of the kores is sufficient to give him a din shaygig. Kivin she shogag bekores afal gav shehizid belav sheoz hakolben ala kores ubo. The kolben is coming for the ein b'mokim the einish of koris ki da amoron, and that b'emeson is the drosha lo oisa b'shkoga teira achas yilochem lo oisa b'shkoga v'somach leivanefesh ashetase b'yad roma, which mentions koris. So that is pshat that if he was a shaygik on the einish of koris, he brings a kol. That is the svare of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish amar ad sheyishkoig belav v'kores. In order to be chayev a kolben, he has to be a complete shaygik. It's not sufficient that he was a shaygik in the einish; he has to be a shaygik in the lav. Omar rove my time ed Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Omar kro asher loiseyoseno v'oshen. Ad sheyishkoig belav v'koresh shebo. The lashon of the pasuk is v'nefesh achas techto v'shkogo meyam ha'oretz v'asoisa achas me'mitzvus Hashem asher loiseyoseno v'yoshem. That is the lashon of the pasuk. So the pasuk seems to tell us that the shkoge was achas mi mitzvus Hashem asher lo yiseyoseno. He was not aware of the lav. Ad sheyishkoig belav v'kores shebo. Kores we know from the hekish. Teira achas yilem lo yisa bishgoge. And further it says, eva nefesh ashetase biyad romo. And from this pasuk we learn he has to, in order to be chayav a kolben, he has to be a shaygik in the lav also. Rabbi Yochanan, hai kro de Rab Shimon ben Lakish, my Ovid lay. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk? So the Gemara answers, mi boy lay lichdesanye. Mi am ha'oretz, that's bemis in this pasuk, vim nefesh achas techto bishkoge mi am ha'oretz. So the Tanakhama darshins, mi am ha'oretz, prat le mumma. A mumar is nifrad from the am. He divided himself from the am. He's not me am horet. That's svar of the Tanakam. Rab Shimon Oimer, asher lo yiseyoseno v'oshem, hashov midiyosoy mevi kolben al shigigosoy, lo yishov midiyosoy eini mevi kolben al shigigosoy. Rashi in Yuma explains this drasha as follows. The pasuk vaistois mashma, this is the lashon of Rashi, she'ilu yoda loy osa. If he would have known, he wouldn't have done it. Avol bishkoga osa v'oshen. it would seem that the drasha is, and the Malbim seems to say like this, that the drasha is because right afterwards it says, Oy hoy da elof chatosoy. So it seems he was unaware, and that's why Asher lo yiseyoseno v'oshen. He wouldn't have done it if he would have known. That it seems... That's the hemshech with Ayhoida. If he would have known, he wouldn't have done this chet. She'ilu yoda loy osa. Avo bishkoga osa v'oshe. Al koponim, this droshe is that one only brings a kolben is if he would have known that he's doing this chet, he would have not done it. So here we learn the din of ashav midiyosai, maybe kolben. Between the Tanakame and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if a person was a muma lechelev and not a muma ledam, chelev he ate letayavim, dam he wouldn't have eaten, and now he ate a shigigas dam. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that's called Shav Midiyosai. If he would have known that this is dam, he wouldn't have eaten it. According to the Tanakhama, that a mumma doesn't bring a kolm. So since he's a mumma and chaylev, he's also a mumma. It doesn't have to be a mumma for this chayt. Abi, he's a mumma lechayt, so he's not me'am ha'oretz. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Loise yosena, hainu laf. So the pasuk says, when do you bring a kolben? If the shkoga was that he was unaware of the laf. Let us see Taisus. Omar kro, kigoin sheshogag bekoras afalpi shehizit belaf. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you bring a kolben as long as you are a shaygig bekoras, afa bishizit belav. V'taime de Rabbi Yochanan, mishum de loik siv lav behekeshe de Rabbi Yeshua. In the parsha of Kolbonis, which says Teira Achas, and that tells us the din of all Kolbonis, so it only mentions the chiyiv koras. Mishum de loik siv lav behekeshe de Rabbi Yeshua, v'loik siv ela koras ba'inyone. Elohochi boi my time at the Reish Lokish. That's why the Gemara, loy boi my time at the Rabbi Yochanan. Aces Rabbi Yochanan does not have to give a reason. Rabbi Yochanan is a poshet a cheshben. In the tnoim of Kolben that only says there has to be a chiyev kol. That he has to be a shoygik in the chiyev kol. The tzorich loimer, the Rabbi Yochanan Meiri Alive the Rabbon and Islo Hakeshe, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Memele, so if you're learning out from this Hakish, so Memele, that's all that you need. He has to be a Shoigik in the Einish of Koris. Avol the Rebbe, Taisus already brought down before Rebbe in Yevomis, the Nafkelei, he learns that you only Chayiv a Kolben and a Lav Sheyesh by Koris. He does not learn it out me hekish to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But Rabbi learns out the gzeire shava voleho aleho. Ah, vole Rabbi denakle me gzeire shava do leho aleho. Moi de Rabbi Yochanan, de boyad she yishkeg balav ve kores. Toksiv lav bahikro, ve isha lachoyso lo yisikach litzchoyer. So in the prosik of Avachis Isha, it mentions the lav also. So if we learn out aleho aleho, that the Chiyuv Kolben is only on an Issa Dumya Dachis Isha, which so means he was a Shoigik saying the Lab and saying the Chorus, because by Chasisha the Pasuk mentions both. O Makro, Asher Loise Yoseno Bishgoge. Kosha Lari. So this is the Droshe that Reish Lakish brings, that the Pasuk Vaistois, he was a Shoigik in the Lab. Minolei leleish rokish derabonon dor shihochi. We're speaking about, according to Munbaz, so shigigas kolben is enough to be mechayev a kolben. You don't need a shigigas lav. Afilu, he knew the lav, he knew the chorus, abihi, there was a shigigas kolben. So the whole reish lokish is going according to the rabonon. והחלק הנמונבז. סקושה לרי מנו לילה ריש לוקיש דרבונון דור שיוכי. Where did he figure out that the Rabbonon make this drosha? Ubo yishigi gaslav. We're saying what the Rabbonon needs. So how did he know the Rabbonon darshan this drosha? V'lekele meime demash meleile midrish krohochi. I'll tell me that's how he learned Chumash. Pashta de kroh v'istachois that you have to be a shoygik in the lab. That's pashta de kroh. The kochach svirelei the ain svorali drishkein. You can't say that pashta de kroh is you have to darshan that the shkog is in the lab. Why? Because the Gemara said on Daf Samachesam at Beis the use of a kimunbas. That Reish Lakish holds like a munbas. Kida omalel, munbas loy boy shigiges lav. Ela shigiges kobm greide. De behed yetanya le kamon oisha oma. Yoide ya ani shemeloch zu asure, avalein yedem chayov mula kobn im lav, chayiv. Loy koma kobn o malkas im lav. It doesn't say, I don't know if there's a chi of malkas. So Vaistois, he knows that it's Osir, he knows about the Lav, Vaval Piken, since he doesn't know about the Chiyiv Kolben, so there's also Ashigigis Kolben, also called Ashkoge. So Reish Lakish, who paskins like Munbaz, so, and Munbaz holds, he's zichad only the Shigigis Lav. So according to Munbaz, this is zichad not Pashtay Dikro. So, how did Reish Lakish come to this conclusion that the Rabbonon hold you need a Shigigas Lav? Where did he see this in the Rabbonon? Pashta Dikro, it's not. In the Hichocha from the Rabbonon, we also don't have. So, where did he get this? You say that the Rabbonon hold you need a Shigigas Lav. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tnan, Ovois, Melochais, Aboim, Chosarachas. The Mishneh rechens ois the obvious malachas and Shabbos, and then the Mishneh also tells us the minyan that this is the lametes malachas. Va'avinan bo. So when we learned the Mishneh, we asked Akasha minyan elomali. I can count by myself. Why did the Tanif tell us that there are 39 malachas? Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan shim ason kulam behelam echot. Chayev al kol achas va'achas. He says, the Tana wants to tell us the number that we should remember, the number that if a person is mechalel Shabbos legamri, so there's a chayev avo of lamates kolbonis. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us. Heichim ashkachas lo, how is it shayich to bring lamates melochis, lamates kolbonis? We learned in the Mishnah says if there's a Shigigash Shabbos and the Shigigis Melochis, he did not know that today is Shabbos, and he did many Melochis, he only brings one kol. So the only case when you bring Lamites Kolbonis is if there's Zdoin Shabbos v'Shigigis Melochis, that he knew about Shabbos, but he did not know that the malachis are also. That's when you bring them, there's a din of chilik malachis, that bring chilik kobonis, and then you bring lamites kobon. Sahechi mashkachas lo, bizdoin Shabbos, you only bring lamites kobonis if it was zdoin Shabbos, vishigigas malachis. Then you bring lamites kobon. Is Bishloim el Rav Yochanan the Oma? So Lachayre, we have a problem. If it's Zdoin Shabbos, that he knows that today is Shabbos, and he knows that Shabbos is also b'malochah. So what's the shkoge? So the Gemara says, Bishloim el Rav Yochanan the Oma, ki vin sheshogag bekores, that even though he knows about the lav, but if he was a shaygik in the chorus, he also brings a kolben. Af al pisha hizid belav. So memele mashkachas lo ki goin di yodol ol shabbos belav. So he knew that there's, he knew that today is Shabbos. He knew that there's a lav to do melacha b'Shabbos. But he did not know of the Einish Koris. So memele, so you bring karbonis, and even though, and a shigigis Koris, even though, he was hizid belap. So that's a good oifen how to explain the Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah is speaking about Zdoin Shabbos, v'shigigis Koris. Elo Rab Shimon ben Lakish da amarat sheyishkoig belav ubikoris, that it's not called ashkoge unless he was a shoigig on the lav also. So what was this doin Shabbos? What does he know about Shabbos? If he knows about the lav of Shabbos and he doesn't know about the koris, so lemaisa then he doesn't bring any korban at all, because you need a shigigas lav. And if he doesn't know about the lav of Shabbos either, so he doesn't know about Shabbos. That we know that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush, there's a mitzvah to make Shabbos, he cholent, that is not called Zdoin Shabbos, Zukta Ritve. He has to know that, if you need shigigas melachas, he has to know that Shabbos is also. So if you need a shigigas lav, so memele, so there's no Zdoin Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, the Yoda Leila Shabbos b'mai, the Yoda b'tchumim vali b'darabe kive. That means he knew that he didn't know anything, that he didn't know that there's an Issa Melocha on Shabbos, but he knew there's an Issa Lotza Yischutz l'tchum vali b'darabe kive. Rabbi Kiva holds tchumim is a deraisa. Before we see Rashi in Tosfos, the Chasam Sofer asks, why do you have to say alibe de Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds that the tchum of alpayim mil is a deraisa. Let's say that's a machloikis. But yud beis mil is ichera deraisa. So why do you say the yode betchumim alibe de Rabbi Kiva? Let us say, he knew about Yud Beis, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which is a Deraisa. So the Chasam Sofer says the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is we know from Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimai. If he knew about Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimai, Pashta the Cross speaking about Hitzo. So Memele he knew about Hitzo also. So if he knew about Hitzo, so it's only a Shigigas Koris, it's not a Shigigas Lav. So Memele, so why do we have a problem? How could he be Mechayev Lamed Tes Chatois according to Reish Lakish? That's why the Gemara says he knew about Rabbi Kiva's Tchum. Rabbi Kiva's Tchum, you don't learn out from Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi. So Memele, so it's possible that he was unaware that there's an Issa Melocha B'Shabbos, but he knew there's an Issa of Lotzei Schutz L'Tchum B'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, minyana lomoli, lisni oveis melochis, azereya vachairish. Lomoli lemisna aboim chosarachas. Lisninu, let us just say the obvious, vanan yadinan demem chosarachas ika, I'll count it, I'll see that it's lametes melochis. So the reason the Tana said a minyan, shim oson kulom, v'simne ba'alma ashminan leida kama chatois chayav alchilu Shabbos achas. We should remember the number, there's a number of lametes chatois. Heichi mashkachas lo demachay. Al kolchach lo mashkachas lo elo bizdoin Shabbos. In order to be mechayav lametes chatois, there has to be as doin Shabbos sheyedi yedei yeshu Shabbos. Ushigigas melochais, deina yedei yeshu melochais halolo asures. If he does not know bachlal that today is Shabbos, the yedei yeshein asurais b'Shabbos. Avul shochach shayim b'Shabbos. Otnan da einei chayiv ela achas lochol Shabbos. If there was a shigigi Shabbos and zdoin melochis, yoni chayiv onko. The only time yechayiv lametes kolbonis, if there was a zdoin Shabbos, v'shigigas melochis. Us dein Shabbos loy havi, is dein Shabbos is not cold. Elin ken yedeya achas mihil choysa. He knows something about Shabbos. You know, the I lo yoda bechoda minayim, if he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, ain Shabbos choluk loy mishar yomim. So Shabbos isn't different than any other day. Vizeshe shogag bekulam, this person who does not know lamet tes melochis, ain kans doin Shabbos. He bechlal doesn't know about the Yisurei Shabbos. So that's called Shigige Shabbos. The minute it's Shigige Shabbos, so memeli not chayev lamet tes melochis, she only chayev, ilama lamet tes kolbonis, she chayev only one kol. Zbishloim ala rab yoichanin da omar shigigis koris shmo shkoge. That alone has a teiris shoigig. That what? That you could bring a korban even though there was zdoin lav. And shigigis koris avabisha hizit belav kivin shoshogig bekoris shechayev a korban according to rab yoichanin zmashkachos lo zdoin shabbos belav. He knew that there's lavin on the malachis. Veshigiges malachis bekrisis. The yodayah lo leshabbos shuzach al lavin. Oyishal kulin, oyishal achas mem. He knows al kaponim about the lavin. So memele he knows about Shabbos, but the unshim, the koras, he doesn't know. So memele, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. That's called Zdoin Shabbos, and Shigigis Koris. The Shigigis Malachis is the Shigigis Koris. The Ramban asks Akasha and Argemore, he says he doesn't understand why according to Rabbi Yochanan it is good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, let's speak about a different Aveira. Let's not speak about Shabbos. We'll speak about Aveira of Dam. A person knows that dam is osa, but he does not know there's koris on dam. So such a person brings a korban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because that's called shigigas dam. That's called shigig. If you don't know the koris of dam, that's called shigigas dam. Frekta Ramban, if in order to be mechuyev lametes kobonis, you need zdoin Shabbos, so if he doesn't know that there's koris in Shabbos, so that's called, he's a shoigig in Shabbos. Just like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though he knows about the lav, if he doesn't know about the koris, that is called, he's a shoigig. That's called, he's a shoigig in the sisa, even though he knows about the lav. Since he's a shoigig in the Einish, he brings a korban on this. This has a shame shoigig. Now we know from the Mishnah that if he's a shoigig in Shabbos, so memela he only brings one korban. The minute he's a shoigig in Shabbos, he brings one korban. For like the Ramban, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it good? If he does not know the lav b'miluyay, that means he thinks there's only a lav, but there's no koras amalecha Shabbos, so that's called shigiga Shabbos. He doesn't know about the Yisra of Shabbos. So the Ramban blives by a tzorchian on the Gemara, why this should be called Zdoin Shabbos. Okay, that's a kash of the Ramban. So the Gemara asks, but according to Reish Lakish is a shver, the yoda lo l'shabbos b'may, halei b'kulon shogak, kisover shakol lametes melochis mutoris. So he thinks that all lametes melochis amuta. So what is this doing Shabbos? What does he know about Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, b'tchumim. The einon b'kol. He knows there's an iser lotzeis chutz l'tchum. So he knows that Shabbos is different. There's a Isa Lotz is Chutz L'Tchum b'Shabbos. But the Melochus, he doesn't know about Taka. Va'alibe de Rabbi Kiva, the Omar v'Mesech Esoite, Tchumim de Reise Ninu, Disnan, Va'ibe Yemdo Shabbi Kiva, Omadoisem Michutz Lo'ir. Zog Toisves, Diyoda Lo B'Tchumim. Before we see Tosfos, let us see the small base, the Tosfos Yeshanim. Bet'sam, all these kashas that the Tosfos Yeshanim ask, the Rishonim ask these kashas also. Leimotzi lemeima, diyoda leibelab de mechama. So Tosfos says the Gemara is searching that he knew Epsan Isser of Shabbos. And the Lamates Melochis, he didn't know that is an Issa of Lamates Melochis. But the Gemara is searching of an Issa that he didn't know. Is leimotzi lemeima, diyoda leibelab de mechama, leman diyoma bepeik basra de ein boichatas. Let's say he knew about the lav the mechama, mechama racha behemtoi. The kivin, the sovel, the atzmoi muta b'chol ha-melochis, kol shken she sovel she'ene muzar al behemtoi. He says, this is a very, you can't say such an akimte. If he thinks that he's permitted to do the melochis, So why should his behemoth not be also to do malacha? So memeila, you can't say, if he doesn't know about this malacha for himself, he zicha doesn't know this malacha al behemoth. Rabbi Yosi holds, that there's no chorus on the lab of havore. So we say he knew about the Yisr Havore, but he didn't know about the other Lamed Ches Melochis. Doktoni Leib Masnisen. The Mishnah mentions Havore as one of the Lamed Ches Melochis. Our Kocher of the Tana of the Mishnah holds, Havore Lechalik Yotzos, that there's a Chiyiv Koris on Havore also. You bring a Korban on Havore. That's one of the Lamed Ches Melochis. So Memele, so you can't say he knew about Havore, because he knew about Havore, so then he wouldn't bring a korban on havore, because according to Rosh Lakish, you only bring a korban if it was shogak bilav. The lekel emaim at the yodalo betoldo. Let us say like this: he knew about the toldos. He knew this: the toldos you're not allowed to do Shabbos, but he didn't know about the others. So memela, so I have now gevaldik yitzir. The toldos he knew that they were also. He didn't know bechlal that there's an iser on the ovis. So Taisus says the kibin de lo yoda ovis kol shken toldos. If he doesn't know the ovis, how could he know the toldos? That's a very krumetzir to say that he didn't know about the ovis, knew about the toldos. But like alamein b'di yoda lo b'skile, he knew about the yainish skile without knowing about the lav. And without knowing about the chorus, but he knew about skila. Dimkein loyshav midiyosayu. So that's not called shav midiyosay. If he holds himself back, if he doesn't hold himself back from the einish skila, zichu wouldn't hold himself back because of a lab and kol. Ve'ein svar loy mekigoyin sheto b'shiurim. Now he says an iluy sheinfal that this person made a mistake. He knew all Amites Melochis, but there was one fine point he didn't know. The shir of the Amites Melochis. Kigoin. The sova, the loy mechayiv, elo behevir, hey amis. He was under the impression that the Isar Avor is of Yamavir, hey amis. So memeila, he was mavir dalad amis. So memeila, so that's called, and dalad amis, he thought, there's no lav, there's no chorus. Sie ze scheige ken havore. Oy be taife gemot virus. Im lach es taife, he thought you have to be taife three virus. He was taife nisa. He was taife two virus. Ve kaisev gemol isis. Some a mailer so they said an illusion einfall that this person who all lamites melachis no his musig of shiurim was a little mekulkel. He held the shiurim. He was a psabrisker. He was machna b'shiur, meikol b'shiur, amestis, al kaponim. So that's why he had big shiurim. So whatever he did, he held, well, it was not an isel d'yeraisa. And he's an emissary shoygik. So Taisu says, the loy shchiach she yishkach v'yoyma midaiter shiurim she'ine. As I chetim tza mamish, he made sure to v'mahapachu, all the shiurim he shouldn't know. He should have a punkt verkehrte shiurim that is sicher not mistab. So that's why the Gemara had a problem according to Reish Lakish. How could you have a Shigiger Slav, and it should still be as Doin Shabbos. Zuk Toisvis, now let's go back to Toisvis. Leimotzi Lameimel Diyoda Lobe Di Isi. Now, Isi says there is one of the Lamates Melochis that you're not Chayiv Misa. So Memelis or Toisvis held, so you're not Chayiv Koris also. So Toisvis, that's not true. The Beinami Chayiv Chatas, Kedi Pirashti Beperikame. You are. Isi holds you only not Chayiv Misa's Bezn, but you're Chayiv Achatas. So Memelis, of this health to Avestas. But he has to be since he's chayiv chata, so this is one of the lama tests. Temelari. Amai loy komar di yodolo le Shabbos ba'asei. Afilu according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says that he has to be a shoygik in the loisas, asha loisei osena. In Shabbos, there's an essay also, the siv of yoyim ashvi tishbois. Siv nami ushmaltem es ha-shabos. So fragt doch Toisvis, a bezoyev amere de keitz according to Reish Lakish. He was aware of all lametes malochis. And he knew there was an assay in all lametes malochis. But he did not, there was a shigigas lav and a shigigas koris. So memelad is a zdoin Shabbos. He knows, Hastis, that there's an es on all lametes malochis. But he was not aware that there's a lav in Koris. So l'chayra, this would be a posha to Eitza according to Reish Lakish. So Tosfos blives with Akash. Zog the Gemara weiter. Man tane loho de tono rabono. There's a baraisa that says as follows. Shogag boze u boze. He did not know about Shabbos. He did not know about the Issa Moloche. Zeu shoygei ka'omul b'teira. This is a real shoygeik. No one will disagree about this. That this is a shoygeik which will bring a kol. Hizid bozeh u bozeh. He was amazed l'gabi Shabbos. Knew today is Shabbos. And he knew Moloches are also Zuhim. And he knew it's Chayiv Skila. Zuhu mezid ha'omul b'teira. So this person will be chayiv skila l'choladeis. Shogag b'shabbos v'hizid b'malochis. He did not know that today is Shabbos, but he knew that Shabbos is also b'malochis. Oy she shogag b'malochis v'hizid b'shabbos. Or there was a zdoin Shabbos and shigigas malochis. Oy she omar yidei ani she malochis zu asure. Aval eini yideye shechayoven aleha kolben. There was a shigigis kolben, oiloi. That was his suffix. Chayiv, is chayiv a kolben, keman, kemunbaz. So this is munbaz. He says munbaz. This parais is going according to munbaz, that a shigigis kolben also is a teire shoigik, even though everything else he was amazed, and is chayiv a kolben. Zot Rashi, זה שייגי כאומה בתוירי קלוימה. היכה דשוגג בשבס ובמלוכס, אין כאן לוידין ולוידיין לקנטר, ואין לך שייגי כזה. This is a pure שייגי. היזד בזה בזה, אין לך מייזד כזה. שוגג באחס מהם, אף זה שייגי וחיוב מלאכום. Mail, so we say all these theorem, this is masim according to Munbaz, because he holds that Shigigas Kolben also is a Teirish Kolben. Omar Abaye, Hakel Moidim Vishvuas Bitui, She'ein Chayovin Oleho Kolben, Ad She'ishkoig Belav Shebo. So what is Abaye telling us? We had before Amachloikis Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Iker Shkoge, that's Mechayev HaKolben, is the Shigigas Koris. The Shigigas Lav is not Mechayev HaKolben. The Shigigas Koris is Mechayev HaKolben. That is by Shabbos, by all the Averes, that there's a Chiyev Koris. So we learn out from the Hekish that the Chiyuv Kolban is when there was a Shigigas Kolas. What about Shvuas Bitoy? Shvuas Bitoy, one is Chayiv a Kolban, even though there's no Kolas. So Abaye said, Hakel Moidim b'Shvuas Bitoy, we'll see, this means Afilu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, by all Kolbonis, that there is Kolas. So there, in order to be mechuyev a korban, you need a shigigis koris. But by shvuas bitoy, that is no koris. Shein chayov and ole a korban, ad she yishkeg belav shebo. So then you're not chayev a korban, you need a shigigis lav. So the Gemara, what is Abaye telling us? Hakol moidim. What is the hakol moidim? Man, Rabbi Yochanan. That even though Rabbi Yochanan held. That Shigigas Lav is not sufficient to make a Chiyuv Kolban. But by Shvue, it is sufficient to make a Chiyuv Kolban. Pshite, what are you telling me, Fashtaitza? Ki koma Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say Bechlal that Shigigas Lav is not sufficient to be Mechayev HaKolban? Eichadike Koris. Aval hoche deleke Koris. Loi. So what else could the Shigig be? How could you have a shkoge by shvuas bitoy? There is no chorus. So a kolchach in the Torah says if a person was a shoigik in shvuah, he brings a kolben. So a kolchach the shoigik is in the laugh. Say bazoi. So what is Abaye telling us? So the Gemara says, no, Abaye is telling us a chiddush. Sal kedai tachamina. Hoyul v'chidushu. Since the whole Indian of Kolben by Shvuas Biti is a Chiddush. The Bechola Teire Kula Lai Ashkech and Lav the Maisi Alei Kolben. The whole Bechola Teire Kula, there is not such an Indian that one brings a Kolben and a Chai V'Lav. Behoche Maisi. So the Chiv Kolben by Shvuas and Bechudish Dike. So I would think, since it's a mechudish tekechiyuv, ki shogag bekolb nami lechayiv, that by this chiyuv kolben, a shigigis kolben should also be chayiv. That means, by the chiyuv kolben of shvuah, the rabbonon should be moided to munbaz, and we'll say that here a shigigis kolben is also sufficient to be mechayiv a kolben. Kamash melon, Sabai is telling us no. That the Rabbonon who are choylik and munbaz, they are choylik afilu by the Chiyuv Kolben of Shvuah, even though it is a mechudish tiki kolben, but al koponim they are not moide that the shigigas kolben will be mechayev a kolben. Here you'll need a shigigas lav, and that is what Abaye is telling us. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Shvuas bitoy. Sha'oichel v'loy oichel. A shvuas bitoy could be lahabo. He swore he's going to eat, or I won't eat. Or it could be la'ova. Sha'ochalti v'loy ochalti. Either he swore sha'ochalti or swore loy ochalti. Chayim ole akol. So on a shvuas bitoy, one is chayim akol. Uchsiv bei v'nelam. It says that in order to be chayiv a kolben by shvuas biti, it has to be a shoigik, behind a shoigik. So Abaye is telling us, hakol moidim b'shoigik shelo. So even is moidim the shoigik of shvuas biti, the imnish ba shaloi oichal mochal. If the shvuah was, he swore shaloi oichal. Va'ochal se'uzoyver an de shvue, ey ne'chayiv elim kein shochach shvuo soik shochal. He's only chayiv if it was shochach shvuo soik shochal. So Rashi calls the shigigas lav. He forgot about the shvue, so he forgot about the lav. Tahash te shogag belav shebo. But if he was aware of the shvu and he forgot about the kolben, then you won't bring a kolben. Hakol moidim man Rav Yechanan kloima al kolchan abaye lava plukte de munvas v'rabonon koi de lishmeinon de moide munbas baha Shigigas Kolben Loihavishkoge. Abai is telling us that he needs Shigigas Lav. So he can't be telling us that according to Munbas he will also need Shigigas Lav. The Mechi Taisi. How can you say such a thing? For Kalvo Chaimri, Ash the Bechola Teirekul, the Leke Chidish become the two. All the Chiyuvi Kobonis which are not Mechudishtik. Oma Munbas the Mechayiv Vishigigas Kolben. Hoche de chidishu, here the whole chiv kolben is a chidish. Dein bakoros a mevi kolben alay, loy kolshke. Avadi gewiss, so it should have the dinim of all chiyuvay kolbonis. And if all chiyuvay kolbonis, one, ashigiges kolben, is mechayiv a kolben, so avadi gewiss here, which is a mechudishtike kolben, it shouldn't be more choma than all kolbonis. El Rabbonon Koma. So Koch is going according to the Rabbonon. Vap look to the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lokish Koi. Uman Akol Moidim. Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'af al gav de ba'al me Koma. Rabbi Yochanan holds all the time. Af al pishe hizit belav. He's still chayiv a kobin for shogig bekores. Hoche in order to be chayiv a kobin be'ini she yishkeg belav. He has to be a shaykik in the law. Like the Gemara Pshite, Kivin da libe da rabbonon iflik, da omri shigigas kolbm lav shkogi, I belav shelo hizit ba mai shogik. So what is Abaye telling us? The rabbonon hold shigigas kolbm is not called a shkogi. And here the Torah says, you bring a kolbim by helam shvue, so kochos, the shkog has to be in the lab. There can't be a shkog in the chorus, there's no chorus. But my shkog. The art can't like come Rabbi Yechon and Baal Mel b'mokim chorus, the shkog be chorus. But here there's no chorus. So memeilo, what is the chiddush of Abaye? So the Gemara says, al kedai tachamine b'shvuz bita namikoi Rabbi Yechon and b'milse. The Rabbi Yechon and also holds by shvuz biti, even though there was a zdoin lab, is it the lab? Davabish is it belav, you also chayev a kol. Udikashaloch b'may shogak, shogak b'kolm. Dohoyel v'chidish moide b'rabonon, this is a mechudish tekechiev kolm. Seyir da rabonon amoide tu munbas, kemash melon abaye, de moide rab yechenem bo, de b'ini shigigislav. No, the rab yechen is moide, by shvuz biti ni shigigislav. The hizid belav, if he was amazed, su lekosh koge. The bohanami pligi rabbonon and mumbaz, vomi den shigigas kolbm shkoge. The rabbonon hold all over, even by shvue that a shigigas kolbm is not called a shkoge, since he was amazed in the lav. So mameilon, all the time Rabbi Yechanan holds a shigigas chorus is sufficient. But here is no chorus. Our kochach here, the shkog has to be in the lav. Zok toisvis, ad she yishkaik belav shebo, ki goin nishba shelo yoichal. Tois wants to speak about a tzir that he did a bais in order to bring a kol. Ki goin nishba shelo yoichal, veochal. Ubishas achile shochach iser shvue. Bishas achile, he forgot about the iser shvue. Not the way Rashi said that he forgot that he made the shvue, no, he forgot that there's an iser shvue. Okerinem bei ho'odom. We're going to see an omet beis. There's a miyuchedik din by shvue that he has to be a odom b'shvue. That b'shas is making the shvue, he has to be aware that he's swearing a shvue as issa. So Taisva says, even though b'shas, when he ate the kikah, he was unaware of the issa shvue, the kerinim b'ha odom, the b'shas shvue shenishba yadei heitev issa shvue. The din of ha odom b'shvue, that he has to be aware of the issa, this then only applies b'shas he's swearing, he has to know he's making an issa. Later, b'shas is being over on this, he doesn't have to know about issa shvua. Elo b'shas achila yesova the mutalaver al shvuos. V'rashi pirish, Rashi said the b'shas achila shochach shenishba. V'ein nire, the ein ze kori shogag b'lav shebo. The Gemara would not call this shogeg belav shebo, b'meshein nisgar shenishba. It is not called shogeg belav shebo. So therefore, Tosfos learned that he forgot about bechlal that there is an issa when a person swears. Okay. Zok the Gemara bayit. Meisvein. So now we have a kasha on Abaye. What is the kasha on Abaye? Abaye had said that afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he's it belav v'shogag bekolben, you will not be chayiv a kolben by shvuas bitoy. Meisvei ezel shigigas shvuas bitoy. We learned in Abaraisa what is called a shogag of shvuas bitoy l'sha'oval shim omar. If he said Yaideya ani sheshvu ezu asura. I know that the shvu is awesome. We're talking about a shvu l'shaava. He swore lo yachalti. He ate. And he swore a shvu sheker. He swore lo yachalti. And he said, I know sheshvu ezu asura. You're not allowed to swear a shvu sheker. Ava ini yaideim chayoven ala kolbenoi lo yachayev. So he's chayev a kolben. That man doch klar nicht, wie er hat bekolben, je chaye va kolben. Not the way Abaye said. So the Gemara answers, ha mani munbasi. This bereise is going according to munbasi. Lishnachine, we'll see in Rashi was not geiris this Lishnachine, but the Baal, let us see the Lishnachine. Lishnachine, money. The Gemara asked the kasha. Here we have a baraisa that says that a shigiga shvu es biti l'sha'ova is he knows that the shvu is osa, but he does not know that yechayev akom, so that's called a shigiga shvu es biti. Money. Ilayme munbaz pshite. So what is he telling me? That this is also called a shkoge by shvu es biti. Hashte b'chola teire delav chidishu oma Shigigash kolben shmo shkoge. Hoche dechidishu leikoshke. If this barais is going according to munbaz, so why is he telling me by shigigash vuz biti shigigash kolben shmo shkoge? Becholatere kula shigigash kolben shmo shkoge. Avada givis by shvu that's a chidish. Elol rab rabononi. So kochach the barais is going according to the rabonon. That bechola teire kula, that is not a chiddush. They hold shigigas kolben loish moshkoge. Ye nira shigigas kolis. But by shvue, since it's a chiddush, shigigas kolben shmoshkoge. Ut yufte da abaye tyufte. So according to the Lishna Achina, we shlugged up abaye, and it seems that here, that everyone holds that shigigas kolben shmoshkoge. Let us see Rashi. Eizehu shvuas bitoy l'sha'ova. So Rashi learns pshat that the baraisa is asking, the baraisa is a problem. How can we figure out a shigiga shvuas bitoy l'sha'ova? How do you have such a thing? What's the problem? L'sha'ova, we have a problem. So Rashi explains. Bishloim elahabe. It's very good, the Shach HaShkoge. Kigoin, Shaloi Oichel, he swore, I will not eat this and this day. The Mashkach HaSlo. Kigoin, he swore that he won't eat this day. Yud Beisiv, and he won't eat. And Lamaise, Kigoin, Shanisal Mashvur, Vochal. And Mishas Maise, he forgot about the Shvur. And he ate. So that's a Shigigash Shvur's Biti Lahabo. He forgot about the Shvur. Vochal. Elo l'sha'ova, but the baraisa, the problem by a shvua l'sha'ova, you have a tremendous problem. What is a shvua l'sha'ova? Kigoin she'achalti. He swore, I'm telling you, I ate yesterday. V'hu lo yochal, and he did not eat. Is ein kan shaygik. How can you have a shaygik over here? Why? If he was under the impression that he had taka eaten, he taka not eaten. But he was under the impression that he had eaten, ain't he chayiv kol? She's taka not chayiv kol.
Sanya Bishvuis Ha Adam Bishvuah. And that we learn out that Bishas, when he makes the Shvuah, he has to be a Adam. Prat la Onus. What does that mean? Klaima. Ha Adam Bishvuah Sheyehei Adam Bishas Shvuah. What's called an Adam? Shetehei Daitai Olav Bishas Shvuah. He was aware what he was doing. If he didn't know, if he didn't realize what he was saying, he said, and he really did not eat. He had forgotten what he did yesterday, so he's not an Adam. He's not an Adam b'shashvu, it's ein daite yolo. So that was the b'raises kasha. That's how Rashi explains the b'raises kasha. How is it possible that a person should swear a shvua sheker and be a shaygik? If Itaka was under the impression that he's swearing the truth, so that's not a shaygik. That's an onus. He's part of a makom. Because in order to be chayv, you have to have an odom b'shvua. So the Baraisa said the only way one could be chayiv, a kolbin, by a shigigah shvuas biti l'shaava, if there was a shigigah kolbin. He knew that he was swearing false, but he did not know that there's a chayiv kolbin. That is what the Baraisa is telling us. Omar, yoideya ani shani nishba l'sheka. I know that I'm swearing false. V'nizhalti alkach. I know there's an azhoga and shvuas sheka. Avaleini yoideya, I don't know that this is a chiyuv kolben. The even is alma mimenu azor shvue. So Rashi says, if he does not know about the law, is va'ein lecha oynis b'shah shvue kezeh? So if he doesn't know that you're not allowed to swear false, tell t'choichet an odom b'shvue. So Rashi's shita is, and this is the Rambam shita also, that ha'odom b'shvue applies in one of two cases. Either he's under the impression he's swearing the truth, or he's under the impression that you're allowed to swear shvuah sheker, so he's not considered an odom b'shas the shvuah, so he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's getting into. So memela, so that's sichanat, so if one of these two cases apply, so memela, there's no chiyuv kolben. The shvuah doesn't shaf any yisurim. He's not even available with such a shvua, since he was not a odom b'shas the shvua. So the only case he would be chayiv a kolben is only if there was a shigigas kolben. Chayiv. So this case, he knew that there was an issa, and there was a shigigas kolben. Shteit a chayiv, he's chayiv a kolben. Alme moide bei rabonon de mechayiv a shigigas kolben. So that's the kasha on Abaye. Abaye wanted to say that by Shvuah the Rabbanon also chaylik and munbaz the whole shigigas kolben lo yishmei shkoge. We see nitazoy and often the Baraisa that shigigas kolben is called a shkoge to lechayiv a kolben. So Abaye answered homoni munbazi. He says you bring asking a kash on the Baraisa. The Baraisa going according to munbaz. Domanami bialme shmo shkoge. Avol Rabbonon. So Trashi, but what's according to the Rabbonon? The Pligi Alei. So, no, according to the Rabbonon, how could you have a Chetimtze to bring a Kolben and a Shvuas Biti L'Shaava? If, there's no other Shaykik. If he thought he's telling the truth, Feltach and Odom. If he thinks you'll have to swear Shvuas Sheker, Feltach and Odom. So how do you bring a Kolben Shvuas? How is there a Shaykik according to the Rabbonon? So Rashi says, Avol Rabbonon de Pligi Alei, the Rabbonon who are choylik and munbaz, less lohu biti l'shova. Takedi, they hold by a shvua l'shova, there's no kolben shvua. It looks like I'm coming from Mars, there's no kolben shvua by a shvua l'shova, the Savri k'Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbonon ha-chilkim al munbaz hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The Omar Bishvuis, Einoi Chayiv, you're only Chayiv a Kolben El Ala Osid Lovi. You're only Chayiv a Kolben and a Shvu Lahabit, Lahore Lahitiv. That's been a shvur lahabe. A shvur l'sha'ovar, you are not chayav a korban, period. So memele, that is how Rashi was geiris the Gemara. There was a kasha and a bay, the Gemara and the Havamina held that the price is going according to the Rabbonon. The Gemara answer is going according to Munbas. In Ein Echanami, according to the Rabbonon, there is not a chiyev kolman by Yeshvu as biti lishova. Yesh geirsim. Now Rashi brings down this lishna achiti. That what? That the homoni, it's homoni Munbas, it's going according to Munbas. Homoni, ilayim Munbas pshita. If you say it's going according to Munbas Pshita, Ash the Bahala Tayhama Munbashigigas Kol Mishmashkoge, Hoh the Chidishu Laikoshkein, Alalav Rabbonon, Tiyufte Rabaye Tiyufte. That is the Lishna Chine, and Rashi says on this Lashon, V'loi Nehirali. You can't, the whole Lashon doesn't make sense. Why? To my Pshituso. Why is it a pshitis? It's terech lashmiinon. The Baraisa is telling us the only case that you bring ezer shigiga shvuas biti l'shova. This is the only oifen you could bring a korban. It's terech lashmiinon. The halukish kogezum ishash koges. The Baraisa is telling you chidushim. Dilu b'chol ha-teire le-munbaz, bein she-shogak b'kogben, bein she-shogak b'lav v'koresh mo-shkoge. According to Munbaz, ha-shigigas lav is also a shkoge. V'kan b'l-sho-ovar, im shogak b'lav shebo, lav shkoge. This is not a shkoge. V'chsiv ha-odam v'shvu, so the price is telling us chidushim. The Baraisa is telling us, a fellow according to Munbaz, it's telling us Chedushim. Not the Baraisa is telling us, you'll bring a Kolben and a Shigiges Kolben. The Baraisa is telling us that this is the only case you could bring a Kolben by Shvuas Biti Lishov and a Shigiges Kolben. Because any other case would be felt in the Odom Bishvui. So the Baraisa is telling us Chedushim, which we did not know till now. The Baraisa is telling us the Aloch of Odom Bishvui. So therefore, as she says, so this whole shakel v'taya doesn't make sense. How could the Gemara say lame that going to leave the munbas pshita? It's not pshita. It's telling us the halacha of Odom b'shvui. That's why Rashi is moichik this girsa. Let us see Taisman. Ha moni munbasi. Peirish bekunteret. Avol l'rabonon de pligia munbas. According to the Rabbonon, there is no such thing as a shigigash shvuas biti l'sha'ova. Aye, so when do you bring a kolben on a shvuas biti? V'sobrik Rabbi Yishmoel. Doma b'shvuas, t'aynechayv el ala osid loboy. That the Rabbonon hold, you only chayv a shvua on a shvua lahava. V'hikshu ha-rav Eliezer l'rabbeinu Shmu. Rabbi Eliezer, this is the Raivon, he asked the Rashbam Akasha. So according to Rashi it comes out, the Rabbonon who are choylik and munbaz, they hold there is no such thing as a kolben shvuas biti l'sha'ova. So the Raivon gefreg, the Rabbonon de Munbaz. Who are the Rabbonon de Munbaz? Rabbi Kiva. That was the Don Munbaz lifnei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was chaylik on him. The Rabbonon de Munbaz is Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva mechayev behedye al lishaova al bishvus. Enough in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Kiva is mechayev a kolben an ishvua lishaova. So mamish an offene gemore verkehrt von Rashi. Rashi says according to the chilkim and mudbaz there's no such thing as a chiyev kolben an a shvua l'sha'ova. So an offene mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds yechayev a kolben an a shvua l'sha'ova. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Chloshin acher sheperish bekuntres. Now the second loshin. That the Gemara, second Lashon the Gemara says, it's going according to the Rabbonon. But
But Rashi says there's no such law, the Lashon doesn't make sense. Muchach b'shvuas peperi gimel. The second Lashon is not in the Gemara in Shvuas. Why? The Omar, the Gemara says in Shvuas as follows. Boy minei rove mei Rav Nachman. Eizeu shigigas bitoi l'sha'ova. Eis rove asked for Rav Nachman, what's the case of the shigigas bitoi l'sha'ova? Omalei, kegoyin the Omar yedei and ishe Shvuas uasue. Av eini yedeim chayven ale kolbanim la. That's what he answered. That's the case of shigigas Shvuas bitoi l'sha'ova. Uporich lei. So, Rabbi es Rav Nachman keman kemunbaz umishani afilu taime rabbono afo gavde b'chol ha-teire kule leslu shkoge b'kolben obo by shvuas in tzachidish shashigigas kolben shmo shkoge. So this loshen that Rashi was moichik, it's enough in the Gemara in Shvuas that Rav Nachman told Rabbi that the Rabbonon hold by Shvuah, since it's a Chiddush, Hashigiges Kolben, Shmo, Shkoge. So Memele, so this is Mamish taking Rashi, and Raisig Rashi, and Shtike Raisis. The two Yesoides that Rashi said, is Mamish Abkefrek. The one Yesoid that Rashi said, according to the Rabbonon, there's no such thing as a Kolben, and a Shvuah Sha'ovar. Rabbi Kiva holds, there is a Kolben on Shvuah L'Shova, and Rabbi Kiva is Chaylik on Munbaz. The second Yesoid that Rashi said, according to the Rabbonon, that was discussed, according to Rabbonon, there's a Chiyiv. The Gemara says, Klo, according to Rabbonon, there is a Chiyiv. That's why Rashi says it can be. Umashe Ikshe Bekunteres. Now, let's go. So now Tosis is going now on the second Loshen. My Pshite. Rashi had said, how could the Gemara say, if it's going according to Mundas, it's Pshita, my Pshita. Okay, Mashmalon, Aval Gav, Debi Alme, Shigigas Lav Nami Havishkoge, Ochelav Shkoge, Mishum Da Odom Bishvua Beinon. That was Rashi's Kasha on the Gemara. How could the Gemara say Pshita? Lav Pilchi, the imishum ho, if the Baraisa is coming to tell us the din of Adam Bishvue, is this the Gemara is pshita according to Bundas Pashteitzach Yechayev Akol. So Rashi says no, but it's coming to tell us that a shigigas lav, you don't bring a kolben according to Munbas because felt no Adam Bishvue. The imishum ho hitzrich, if that's the chiddush of Munbas. Listen ahead, Yehodom Bishvue Prat Lonos. So why is he beating around the bush? That's what the Barais is telling us. That you'll bring a Kolben by a Shigigas Kolben according to Munbas. That's Pshita. I know Munbas hold a Shigigas Kolben, you bring a Kolben. So what are you telling me? The Barais is telling us that in a Shigigas Lav you don't bring a Kolben. So that's what Munbas should have said. That in a Shigigas Lav you don't bring a Kolben. Bas felt no the Bishvue. The imishim hoitzrich, listen behind you, then bishvua, prat lonus. Elo mashme de shigigas kolben osu lashmin in sheshmosh goge. And that's pshat in the Baraisa, that the Baraisa is coming to tell us that here, shigigas kolben is shmosh goge. And that's the Gemara's kasha. I leime alibe de munbas, pshita, I know that shigigas kolben shmosh kolben. Sakochel, the Brais is coming to tell us, according to the Rabbonon, Shigigas Kolben, Shmo Kolben. So Mamela now, Taisvis, was Miyashiv, the Lishnachin. Umiyu Koshi, the Belav, Hach Bereise, Havemotzi, Lemifrech Labai, Mimas Nisen, the Shvuz. Why Bechlal, he says, the whole Kasha is, he says, that how is it shayach a shigigas a shvua l'sha'ova according to the Rabbona, and we see what's the most kasha, we see the Baraisa Yahachai. For like Tachtaisis, the Gemara could have asked the same kasha from the Mishnah in Shvuas. Mi maslis in the Shvuas, the Machayiv Rabbi Kiva Shvuas biti l'sha'ova. Rabbi Kiva is mechayev a kolben by shvus bitishlova. Vlemeshkachas lom kein hizid belav. So memele, so this is tamazei amod mekashe. Why didn't the Gemara ask for that Mishnah? Al kein nire keperish Rabbeinu Shmuel sheheishiv Rabbi Leza. Til rabbonon de shigigas kolbin lav shmosh goge. Mashkacha shigigas shvus biti lishaovar. Kigoin, how is it possible? You'd ask Akasha from that Mishnah. So Taisa says it's possible. Well, how is it possible? Shoyedeya sheshvu ezu asura. He knows that the shvu is asa. Avol eide yedeya sheyeshbo lav. But he does not know that there's a lav. In order, aval ein idei sheyesh bo lav, so memeila we have a hechetimtze of shigigis lav. He's not an odom b'shvue, because he knows that it's also. Aval sovo sheyesh bo iser aseit, he thinks it's an iser aseit to swear false. What does the iser aseit? The Psalm Sofer says, mitbar sheker tichok. Others say, es Hashem olakecho tiro. If a person swears a shvu sheker, he's over to Shem alakecha tira. So memela stamazoi to ask a kasha, how is it shayach a shigigas shvu alisha ova that he should be an odom b'shvu? It's no kasha. He knew that you're not allowed to swear false. How do you know you're not allowed to swear false? Because it says, Midvar Sheker Tira. It says, Hashem Alakecha Tira. So no, you're not allowed to swear false. But he didn't know that there's a lav. So there was a Shigigas lav. So Mamela, Shigigas lav. You bring a comb. So that, from the Mishnah, is Bechlal no Kasha. The whole Kasha was only, the Gemara knew that there's a Shigigas lav that you can bring a comb. The Shaila is, will a Shigigas comb also bring a kolb? So that the Gemara brought the Beraisa, that the Beraisa tells me even a shigigas kolb and you bring a kolb. Chaimuchach b'shvuas. The me'yodom b'shvuas loy me'mayit ala kisovo b'shashvuas shebem is nishba. The whole din of odom b'shvuas is only when he thinks shebem is nishba. Can go and tell me the derav, the ma'am mishtaba, the hochi yamarav, the ma'am mishtach, the hochi yamarav. Sam Seifer says that this Taisvis is a little fagreis, and this Taisvis wants to be choylik and Rashi with two nekudas. Nekuda number one, Rashi had said it's impossible that there should be a shigiges lav by the shvue, because if he didn't know about the lav, feltach an odom b'shvue. Zok Taisvis. The some says the Loshen is a little megumgum. Taisus wants to be chaylik and Rashi be two tamen. Number one, it's possible Ashigi Geslav and he was an Odom. He knew that it was also. He was aware of the essay. The essay of Bidvar Sheketicha, the essay of Hashem Alekecha Tira. That's poshet. And now Taisus, even though it's not mevur in the Loshen, but that's what the some Seifer wants to say from the Rishonim, you see like that. Taisus wants to say something else. The whole Yesod, of Odom Bishvue, that he has to be an Odom, that is only if he thinks he's telling the truth. And he's not telling the truth, that's called he's not an Odom. Like the Gemara of the Moshel of Odom Bishvue is Kigoin Talmidei Derav. The Mal Mishtabe Dahochi Yamarav, or Mal Mishtabe Dahochi Yamarav. The Gemara says that Talmidim the Rav, after the Shia, there was a machloikis. What did Rav say? So one said Rav said Osa. The other one said Rav said Muta. And then the first one said, I swear that Rav said Osa. And the other one said, I swear Rav says is Muta. Now later they asked Rav, and Rav said according to one of them. So the other one asked Rav, that I swear false? So Rav said, Chas v'shalom, Odom b'shvue. There the Gemara mentions Odom b'shvue, that if he thinks he's swearing the truth, he's not an Odom. That means if he's Itaki is under depression. But if he knows he's telling a lie, but he's not aware that there's a lie, he thinks you're allowed to, that's called a shaygi. That's a called Odom. And just like one is chayev a kolbim b'chol ha'teire kula oyim ha'muta,
I'm a mutter is called a shaykik b'chol ha-teire kula. So I'm a mutter is a shaykik avim also. So that's what the Chassam Sefer wants to say, that Taisvis is the Rashbam, is Chaylik and Rashi mit two times. Number one, I feel like mit tanse mit Rashi. That if he thinks it's mutter, felt a choychet in Adam, so he says, it's shaykhet see that he knew that it's also, but he didn't know that there's a lot. And then he's saying the whole case of Adam Bishmu, if he thinks he's telling the truth. But if he knows he's telling a lie, so he is an Adam, even though he's not aware of the Issa. Hilka, Ramoni Munbasu. The Rabbona Navalele Misne, Veni Yedea, Imchayev Oleola. Imchayev Oleola. That means, according to the Rabbonon, Ilkach Hamoni Muzbaus, the Rabbonon, Havalei Lemiste, Ben Yedeh, Mchayev Olalat. You could be Chayev HaKolben. That was Abaye's Teres. Abaye said, Hamoni Muzbaus. That was the first Lashon, that it's going according to Muzbaus. Because according to the Rabbonon, there's another case that you're Chayev HaKolben. By Shigigislat. Vahu de Shvuis, the boy in Eirova may Rav Nachman, and he says it can't be go according to Munda, till according to the Rabbonon, and here the Rabbonon amoide that Shigi Geskol Mishmoshkoge, Ligia da Abaye, so that's Chaylik an Abaye. That's Taka like the second Lashon.